house of the Lord this evening. We're going to get ready to go into the scriptures for tonight. Thank God for the word of God. If you would, turn your book or your Bible to the book of 1 John chapter 3. We got an enemy that no matter how you beat him down and cast him out and how the Lord defeated him on Calvary cross, he still keep coming back, and he's doing everything he can to try to convince God's people that he's the one that's got the upper hand and he's going to win. I know I've had them streaming at me for probably 40 years almost now, telling me that he's going to win. In the book of 1 John chapter 3, verse 8, he said, "He that committed sin is of the devil, for the devil sinned from the beginning. For this purpose was the Son of God manifested, that he might destroy the work of the devil." The enemy is doing exactly what he came to do, to steal, kill, and to destroy, defile and destroy everything he can. But the word of God assures us that for this purpose, this is the reason why Jesus came. Jesus came to destroy the work of the demon, the work of Satan. He came for that purpose. This is the reason, the Bible said, he came. This is his mission, to defeat Satan. So no matter what he have done and has done and keep trying to do, the Lord has come to defeat him. The word of God tells us in Isaiah 14:27, we won't go there for time, you can jot it down for time's sake, but his divine purpose is irreversible. The Lord's purpose will not be reversed. And the scripture tells us that the word of God is a source of encouragement and hope. As we look into the word of God and see that the Lord do want to destroy the enemy. That's the reason why he come. The Father and the Son both came, both was in agreement with the Son coming to defeat Satan, to destroy his work. His work can and will be destroyed for those that call on the Lord Jesus Christ. Chapter 4 and verse 4 tells us that you're God's little children. You're one of God's little children. Now, I know sometimes we might not feel like it, and sometimes the enemy may try to convince us that we don't belong to the Lord, but he said, you're God's little children, and greater is he that is in you than he that's in the world. The greater power is in you as a believer. You are not the little weak individual that he wants to want you to feel like you are. Now, we are weak in our own strength, our own ability, but the Bible tells us that even when we're weak, we're strong. And the word of God also tells us when we go weary and faint, all we got to do is just wait on the Lord and he renew our strength. Now, I know we all that been around a while, we know that. But sometimes we forget it. When we're facing it, we need to be reminded that the last time we was weak, what happened? It just was a momentary thing, and after a while, after the Lord worked with us or done one thing or another, he strengthened us again, and that's what he's going to do. Brothers and sisters, the word of God let us know and tells us in Psalm 57, 1 through 6, during those times of disaster, and we will have those times of calamity, those times when it seemed like everything is just up in the air, those times of calamity, he hides us. He hides us. There's just no way we would have made it all of these years, not even for a second or a day, if it wasn't for the Lord hiding us. So no matter what he's trying to get us to feel or believe, the Lord is faithful and has been faithful and will continue to be faithful until we get home to be with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Isaiah 57, 19, I'm going through these kind of fast, but most of you, I'm sure, has read these scriptures and have meditated on them and read them for years and years, so you know what the scripture's saying. Just a reminder tonight Word of God tells us that when the enemy come like a flood or come in like a flood, the Lord raises up that standard. He said, that's enough. Stop. Brothers and sisters, and over in our life, we have had him to stop this enemy because he was just coming against the believers in that way. He will continually try to carry out his plan and try to convince us that he's going to destroy us and going to destroy everything that is dear to us, but the word of God tells us that that's not the case. Hebrews chapter 15 and 4, he said, the thing that is written for our learning, that we through patience and comfort of the scriptures might have hope. Sometimes we just have to hang in there and wait. Pastor Worley used to say all the time, when you can't go no further, just tie a knot in your rope and just hang in there. Said, Lord, it'll be by there directly. Brothers and sisters, I can testify that the Lord do come on in and he take care of us when we get to that part, that place. Hebrews chapter 7, the word of God tells us that the Lord is able, 7:25, to save us to the uttermost. Save us to the uttermost. At all costs. Save completely. Brothers and sisters, just like the little woman the Bible talks about had that issue of blood, she hadn't had it all of those years. Just because we has been battling an enemy, bound by a thing, a situation for a long time, that is no reason to throw up our hand and quit and say it's never going to get turned around. The Bible tells us that that woman had been bound all those years, spent all her resources and whatnot, and cried out to Jesus, and he loosed her from those infirmities, brother and sister. Long time, it don't make any difference with the Lord. You keep calling on the Lord Jesus Christ. That word save in the Greek 49:82, it means salvation in regard to material and temporary deliverance. The Lord wants to save us eternally and temporarily. He's able to save us. He's able to rescue us temporarily and eternal deliverance from danger, from suffering, and so forth. So the Lord is able to save us not only from eternal destruction, but also temporary destruction, anything that defeat us, anything that we feel defeat us. He want to save, he want to deliver, he came to deliver, he said. This is his purpose. Now the enemy come, as the word of God said, for nothing but to steal, kill, and destroy, but the Lord come to rescue us. He come to save us, whether it's temporal deliverance or either eternal. When you look in Acts chapter 4:12, he said, there is neither salvation in any other name. Other word, there is no deliverance. Many times we look at these passages of scriptures and we look at it just for our salvation, eternal salvation. But this is also talking about to be delivered. There's no other name where we can get delivered, whether it's from temporal thing or heavenly thing. Going home to be with Jesus, rather. Temporal deliverance, preservation, material, temporal, divine deliverance. Brothers and sisters, the Lord wants us delivered, and our deliverance and our healing and everything come through the name of Jesus. There's no other name given under heaven where man must be saved, where he must be rescued. Our help, as Psalm 124 talks about, is in the name of the Lord. No matter how many snares we've got snared into, when we call on the name of the Lord, the word of God talks about the snare turned around and catch our enemy. How about it? The enemy ends up in the pit, the hole. There's not other name, the word of God said, under heaven are given unto man whereby man must be saved, why he must be delivered, must have preservation, material, temporal deliverance. is part of what Jesus come. And sometime, just go back and read Luke 1:69. He come to bring salvation, to bring healing, to bring deliverance to God's people. And that means in order to get us to healing and deliverance, he got to destroy those demonic works. And many of those works has been handed down through curses and whatnot, but he knows every last one of them. There's not one thing that the enemy has put in motion or whatever that the Lord don't know about. Psalm 34:19, what he tells us, many affliction come to the righteous, but he what? He delivered them. He rescues them out of them all. You know, when we look at the will of God, it is the will of the Lord that we receive this. It is the will of the Lord that the enemy work be destroyed. And we just need to be crying out, Lord, let your will be done, like he told us in Matthew, I believe it is 6:10-11. Thy will be done. When we cry out to the Lord, destroy Satan's work, we're in his divine will. He said we ask anything according to his will, he hears us, and he gives us those petitions that we ask for. Brothers and sisters, he came. He wanted to destroy this enemy. He wanted him defeated. Now, that word in the Greek, deliver, means to draw out with force or with violence, pull or even drag out. The Lord want to drag us out of whatever bondage that the enemy, whether it's by violence or just pull us out or drag us out. So all the affliction that we're dealing with, the Lord want to pull us out or drag out. Mean to deliver or to draw out or drag off or out of calamity. That's what it means in the lexicon. To drag you out of calamity. The enemy may create all these affliction and all this calamity and whatnot, but the Lord just want to drag us out of them. He want to deliver us and get us up out of that stuff, to save, so that we can be absent from it. It means to deliver the needy from affliction, to escape the threat of death. The enemy want to kill us, but the Lord came to help us to escape, even from the threat of death. When the enemy keeps threatening you, I'm going to kill you, I'm going to kill you. And for years, he's been telling me, he said, Mobley, I'm going to kill you. I'm going to kill you. And recently, the Lord was dealing with me and said, every time the enemy hit you, he meant to kill you. But so I just didn't let him. You know, over and over, we can see time when the enemy come to try to wipe us out, and the Lord just turned that stuff around. I'm sure we're going to be just rejoicing forevermore once we get home to see how many times the Lord stopped this enemy, brothers and sisters, from carrying out his wicked plan. To escape the threat of death, to deliver from sickness, Jesus came to undo all the sickness, all the demonic work that has been done in the life of God's people. Like in 1 Kings chapter 19:7, in 17, it talks about how that when the Lord come to destroy his work, there's no way the enemy can escape. See, he can't escape from our Lord and Savior. When he come to destroy his work and get ready to destroy his work, which he want to do, he came to do, the enemy can't escape. There's nowhere he can hide, brothers and sisters. That's what the Lord wants us to understand. This enemy cannot hide. He has nowhere to go. Like Joel 2:32 said, what? Whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord. So we need to just get busy calling on the name of the Lord and asking him to destroy all the work of the demons, whether it's in my mama's life, my daddy's life, my sister's, the church. No matter where his work is at, he came to destroy the work of the devil. Brothers and sisters, it is the reason why he came. You know, when you look at Romans 7:24, Paul talks about, oh, wretched man that I am, who shall what? Deliver me. Well, the Lord came to deliver us. He want to destroy that work of the devil in our life. He want to just demolish. He want to rescue us. He want to get us up out of that. You know, sometimes when it seemed like we may be all alone, like Timothy was in chapter 4, I believe it was, of Acts, he said when he had his first answer, even though he had ministered to so many, he said there was just nobody there. There was nobody there to help him and nobody there to minister to him or even support him during that time when he was going through that ordeal. But he said, the Lord stood with me and delivered me and will continue to deliver, brothers and sisters. That was not just for him. There's no respect of person with the Lord. All we got to do is just keep crying out to Jesus. There are many times the Lord rescued and delivered, and we had no idea he was coming through. The word of God tells us that the word of God is sent to heal and to deliver. He's there to deliver. You know, when we look at those situations where the word of God talks about, even in the Apostle Paul's life, the Bible talks about the Lord in 1 Timothy 1:15. He talks about the Lord came into the world to save sinners, in whom he is the chief. Now, this man, his life, I believe the enemy must have known that the Lord was going to use this man, and he did everything he could, I believe, to wrap him up, just let me put it this way, as tight as one could get. But one day on the road to Damascus, the Lord undid everything that the enemy had done in this man's life. He started preaching the faith that he once destroyed. He undid it all. When we think about all of the curses, brothers and sisters, in some, I believe it is Jeremiah 17, he talks about how that he knows all those curses and all the stuff that has been done. He's aware of everything that's been done. And he said, I'm the God of all flesh. Is there anything too hard for me? He knows just how many curses back hundreds of generations in our families or whatever. And he came to undo those things. He's the only one that knows, and he's the only one that can undo those curses. And he came to take care of those things, to undo those curses. Use for sin. A lot of time I've heard individuals fret. Many times they look back over their life and got into many foolish and ungodly and hurtful things when they was young. But the use for sins is nothing compared to our Lord. He throws them in the sea of forgetfulness. He wipes them out. He pays for them, and he destroys all of that work. That's the reason why he come to destroy all, not just some of the works of the devil, but to destroy all the work that the enemy has done in our life and in our families. He came to destroy it, brothers and sisters. When we think about 400 years in Egypt, the children of Israel was 400 years. The Lord just stepped up and undone that stuff. I'm sure that their life had just been crushed and demolished in many areas, but the Lord just turned all that stuff around. And listen at this, brothers and sisters, not only did he turn it around, but the Lord was working because he's a sovereign God and knew what they was going to get into. He was working way before they got there, I believe. He knew that they was going to need and need healing and need deliverance and need rescuing. Brothers and sisters, 400 years before he talks about, he told them about he's going to bring them deliverance and whatnot. Then 80 years before it happened, he was preparing Moses in a way right under the king's nose, right in his house. Usually we look at bondage, brothers and sisters, when individuals are just wrapped up in so much bondage, they were never chained. But when it came to time, he refused, the Bible said, to be called the son of Pharaoh. The Lord just turned everything around. He undid everything that the enemy was trying to do and used this man to bring his children out. He had promised them this land, brothers and sisters. But during that time, the enemy now has inherited that land, and they got that land. And on top of got that land, all those enemies that was much stronger and much more powerful and many more of them than they was, these enemies was giants on the top of that. But the Lord not only destroyed that work and brought them out, brothers and sisters, gave them victory and gave them that land, he said. Brothers and sisters, this is the same God that are promising us that he come to destroy the work of the devil. And it's not hard to get it done. We can't do nothing but call on the name of the Lord, as the word of God says. You know, when you think about Daniel, 70 years in captivity, brothers and sisters, again, enough to just defeat anything or anybody in life, you know, to bring discouragement and despair. 70 years, man, people lose hope many times in that much time. Brothers and sisters, but he had already been preparing Daniel a long time to get those people that freedom, just like Pastor Whirl and Pastor Mike and others that have been ministering here. The Lord was preparing him a long time before we ever knew maybe we needed deliverance. See, the Lord already got people prepared, like Moses was already prepared, being prepared, and many others was being prepared so that they could get the help that they need. When you look in the Word of God, the Gathering of Monerach is another one. That man bound, brothers and sisters, chained, and nothing else could hold him, and he was naked and just in a rageous manner, met Jesus, and Jesus just undid everything that the enemy had done, undid all the work that Satan had done in his life. In no time, seemed like. Jacob and Esau was others. They was ready to kill each other. Well, the one brother was promising his brother, I'm going to kill you. Got away for those 3 years and come back, brothers and sisters. Here these brothers now, the Lord done took care of all of that animosity and all of the division and everything that was going on, the strife and what, he just took care of it. All of it is past when they met, when they came back together again. Just examples of the Lord destroying the work of the enemy. As I mentioned, and I'm going to close on up here, saw a sign saying a few minutes ago, 2 minutes, or 5 minutes rather. Well, how much time we got, brother? That's it, 15 minutes? Okay, I was rushing. Got a little bit more time, so we're probably still quite ahead of time. But Joseph, I mentioned 400 years down in Egypt. But when you read about Joseph in Psalm 105, his brothers, through the anger and animosity, because of the partiality and whatnot, was ready to kill their brother and sold him into slavery. But the amazing thing about it, even when he went in slavery, you can see nowhere where this man was mumbling and grumbling about nothing. He went on down there in slavery. The Lord exalted him, and then the king's wife lied on him and told her that he tried to mock her and rape her and whatnot, and he put back in jail in shackles, down there with the king angry with him. From the natural look of things, he should have never gotten out of there. He should have been there for life, or maybe even lost his life. But the Lord brought him back up out of there and put him over everything, and he was doing this to save Jacob and his brothers that had all those problems. Now, when you look at Genesis 49, the problem that they had, this one boy had defiled his couch, instruments of cruelty. The other two, Levi and Simeon, instruments of cruelty and all the other things that was going on in their life. But the Lord was there to undo all of that stuff. And by the time they got there, not only this man had been exalted, he was over everything to save his family with a great deliverance, the Bible said. See, the Lord not only was going to deliver them, but he had prepared Joseph to help be instrumental, like many of you that has prayed for folks and still get prayer yourself. The Lord has prepared you way before those folk came into this place that needed help. You was being prepared to destroy the work of the devil. And the thing that we have gotten delivered from is with the Lord destroying the work of the devil, and he's going to keep on destroying the work of the devil. He came to work till the day of Jesus. He's not going to stop. He's going to keep on destroying that work. Now, Joseph, the Bible talks about those brothers that was angry with him and wanted to kill him. When they got back, they all hugging and crying on one another's shoulder, kissing one another's neck. Man, you talking about the work of the enemy and destroyer. You know, they were so angry with him, and they got bitter and bitter with him. But by the time everything was over with, the Lord done rescued them and brought comfort to them, brothers and sisters, and many, many other blessings. Took care of them all through that time of famine. The Lord sent him there. And not only the Lord used him to deliver them, but the Bible talks about in Psalm 105 there, he strengthened them so that they was more stronger than their enemy. See, the Lord not only can undo the work of the enemy, but he made them way stronger than the enemy was. Where they was weak and brothers and sisters dependent and didn't have nothing that they could fight with or do anything else with, the Lord turned that all around. He destroyed all those demonic works in their life. This is the Lord that we serve, brothers and sisters, the same today, yesterday, and forever. You know, many times I've seen individuals and I've heard individuals even mention to me at our place from every now and then, you know, especially when something new comes up, some errors come up where the enemy is exposed in errors and they look at it and say, you know, man, when are we ever going to get to the end of this? But, you know, the Word of God tells us that we're just to trust the Lord and we should be glad when the Lord put his finger on other errors in our life, because that is another opportunity to get freedom and to get restoration and restoration. See, even though it may look hard to us, the Bible says ain't nothing too hard for the Lord. It's him that's able to do. He knows where every curse lies. He knows where every one of those enemies lies. And when the battle gets too tough, he promised to fight and battle for us. Brothers and sisters, we have nothing to be afraid of. Now, in Ephesians chapter 3:20, he tells us that your Savior and my Savior is able to do exceedingly and abundantly above what I can think and ask. And he just waiting and looking to me to cry out to him to destroy the work of the devil in my life, my wife's life, my sister's and brother's life, the saints of God's life. He just waiting, brothers and sisters. He waiting for me and you to call on him. Because he's able to do it, the Bible says, he's able. On top of that, Hebrews chapter 4:16, he said, let us come boldly before the throne of grace to get grace and mercy and help in time of need. You're not to be afraid. You can come boldly to get grace. Grace is what brought salvation. In other words, grace is what we do not even deserve. We can come boldly. We can get mercy. If it wasn't for mercy, none of us would be saved, would even be born again. He said, according to his mercy, he said, these are powerful blessings that he said, come boldly to receive. If mercy was enough to save us, it's enough to free us and undo all the work of the enemy, I believe. Also, the scripture tells us in Hebrews chapter 6:18, he said, by these two immutable things, it's impossible for the Lord to lie. We can have strong consolation when we flee to him. When we flee to him and cry out to him, Lord, destroy these demonic works, destroy these sickness, destroy these diseases, destroy what is attacking my mama, my daddy, my sister, my brother, our church. Brothers and sisters, that's the reason why he come. He come to destroy these demonic works in our children's life. Brothers and sisters, all we need to do is just line up with the Word of God. Lord, your will be done. Lord, you reach him. You know, we can't do nothing. We can't reach him. That's been one of my prayers. Lord, I can't reach nobody. I can't reach my wife. I can't reach myself. I can't reach my children. I can't reach, but you can. I can do all things through you. Lord, if I'm the one that need to reach him, you do it through me. Lord, if someone else needs to, you do it through them. He knows exactly how to do it, brother and sister. He said, what we ask in Jesus' name, I'll do that the Father will be glorified. When we look at other lives, brothers and sisters, the Bible tells us that Jonah was fleeing from the mercy and the presence of God. He was in totally disobedient rebellion. Most of you know what the scripture says about Jonah. Well, this man was running in a different direction from the Lord. He didn't want to go and have nothing to do with what the Lord was telling him to do. He went in a totally different direction. And after all the throwing overboard and the whale or the fish got him in his belly, we can see there that the Lord said he give preservation. In other words, we mentioned preservation, but that's what he came to do. He came to give us preservation when we're brought out. When you look at every case that he brought him out of difficult situation, God's people were fine. He gave them preservation like the children of Israel. All the plagues and all the stuff that he talks about hit them in the book of Psalm 105. All the plagues, all the fleas, and all the hail, and everything that fell on the Egyptian, none touched not one of God's people. In other words, he gave them protection. He gave them that preservation. They was fine. And that's what the Lord is trying to get us to see. Brother and sister, now I know we fret. I've been there. We fret and we look at things and it can become scary to us. And, you know, the enemy can try to make us feel that it's not going to be all right. We're going to go down in this one here or whatever. But we was all right, wasn't we? Most of our problem was we just was not able to trust Jesus. You know, he was there when the enemy came in like a flood. He lifted up that standard and whatnot. We fretted, but brothers and sisters, he gave that preservation. Matter of fact, the enemy was beat down in every one of those households. The firstborn died and many other problems came into their life. But the Bible says the Israelites came out better than I believe what they started coming out with. There was not one fever individual among God's people. Can you imagine that many people and everybody come out, I believe, better than what they were in there? He said there was not one fever. In other words, when the Lord bring us out, and all of you, I'm sure, know this way better than I can tell you, that when you came out of whatever bondage the Lord brought you out, you was better. How about? You know, and that's what the Lord is trying to get us to see. We come out better. Now, Jonah, the Bible said he was so low, he went down into hell. He talks about it was like hell. He's described in the belly of that fish like hell. He went down probably as low as one could get, you know, under the mountains and just so far down there. But the Bible talks about once again, he says, he's going to look to heaven. He cried out to the Lord out of hell. And if you go there and read Jonah chapter 4, you can see what the scripture said, verse 2 through 10. The Lord brought him all the way out. In other words, he destroyed all the work of the enemy. And these things looked as though they was impossible. See, brothers and sisters, the enemy is able to create bondage or have us caught in bondages where from every natural standpoint, it looks impossible. But the Bible says with the Lord, there is nothing impossible. Like Abraham, he promised him a child. Brothers and sisters, and I believe the enemy, brothers and sisters, had those curses in line. Here this woman and him was barren. They was not, well, she was barren, not able to have kids. And then the Lord waited until he said that his body was dead in Romans chapter 4. His body was dead, and Sarah's womb was dead. But brothers and sisters, the Lord still brought that child, and they became at the sand of the sea. He kept those promises, see? Just because it seemed to be prolonged, that don't mean that the Lord is not able and not willing to take this stuff and turn it around. Brothers and sisters, no matter what you're going through, no matter what it is that you're confronted with, the Lord said he came to destroy the work of the devil. This is what the purpose of the Lord came. This is what the Father sent him for, to destroy the work of the devil. And we just need to get busy doing like Joel said, Joel 2:32, calling on the name of the Lord. Because if we don't call on the Lord, you know, we don't get saved. We don't get even born again if we didn't call on the name of the Lord. And also deliverance, the same thing, to get rescued, to have him to drag us out of the pit of the hand of the enemy, brothers and sisters, and bring us out. There is nothing too hard for him. There's nothing that going on in our life that he can't turn around. Like I said, it don't matter where it is. If it's in my life, it's in my wife's life, my children's life, you know, the Lord got a plan. He got a plan for our life. He got a plan for every one of our children's life. Do you know when you look at Jacob's life, Esau's life, the way they started off, Man, you would think, man, this stuff would never get settled. This man gonna kill his brother. But when the Lord got through with it, brothers and sisters, all of it was worked out. The Apostle Paul, everything was worked out when the Lord got through with him. When you look at Abraham, all of that stuff was worked out. All of that bondage he destroyed, brothers and sisters, that seemed to be totally impossible. And we're going to be confronted with things, brothers and sisters. This enemy going to lie to us. He's going to do everything he can right after great victories and everything else to try to convince us that there's no way that this thing going to get turned around. But brothers and sisters, there has been too many things turned around already. The thing about it is, many times we lost focus and we forget them. I've heard so many testimonies, and I've had so many testimonies of what good things and blessed things the Lord has done, but many times we allow them to slip. The enemy calls us to forget what the Lord has done, brothers and sisters. But the Lord want to free us. He want to destroy that work. Gracious Father, we thank you for the promises of your word. And Father, your word declares unto us that there is not one of your promises fail. Lord God, as your word said, without you we can do nothing, Lord. And you see many times, Lord, we get beat down and pushed and shelled in so many ways, Lord. But we would pray tonight that you would quicken us, Lord, so that we can trust you. And so that we will cry out to you and call on you, Lord, to destroy the work of the devil that comes against every last one of us individually, against every one of our household, and Father, the household of God, Father, where, Father, you want us to come to worship. Lord, you see, as my sister mentioned, that a lot of affliction, a lot of attacks on the saints of God's body, Lord, with sickness or whatever, Lord. But your word declares that you come to destroy them. Lord, we're asking you, as your word said, come boldly. Lord, please undo all the work of the devil, Father, not only in our life, but our brothers and sisters that have moved on, gone to other places, Lord. Father, your word encourages us that there's nothing too hard for you. We rebuke sickness. We rebuke every disease. We rebuke the enemy that caused maladies in the body. Father, we just pray for all that you bring healing, restoration, and deliverance tonight. Drag us out of the enemy's net. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, if there's anyone here that don't know Jesus, that's the first and most important thing that you need to get take care of. Jesus came to save us also. His blood was shed on Calvary Cross and died on the cross, and the Father raised him up, the Bible says. And if you believe that Jesus is the Son of God, died on the cross for your sin, he's a candidate for salvation. All you got to do is just ask him in your heart and save you. He said, the word of God said, behold, I come in, I stand at the door and knock. If you open the door, I'll come in and sup with you. It's just so easy to receive this great blessing. He says, many as receive him in the book of John now, them he gave power to become the Son of God, even those that believe on his name. Word of God tells us to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. Thank God for that other promise. He's promised us our whole house would be saved if we believe on the Lord. Thank God for that promise. Not only if you don't understand that and nothing I'm saying there, the Lord make it even simpler, I believe, in Romans 10:13, I believe it is. Brothers and sisters, he said, whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord will be saved. If you start calling on the name of Jesus, the word of God declares that you can be saved. If you don't understand none of that, there's brothers and sisters here that the Lord has taught in his word, and if you want to get up in a minute here and come up in line, they can sit down and talk to you about that and get that taken care of. But if you're driven and harassed in some area of life, this is a place here that you can get freedom at. And this is a blessed place, brothers and sisters. Do you know that there's just hardly nowhere you can go to get help at? I get calls from people all over the place, you know, that
maybe hundreds of miles and don't have airfare and time to drive, and we're blessed to just go right around the corner a few miles and just get prayer, or even maybe call a sister or brother up on the phone to pray for us. I tell you, there are a lot of hurting people, and some of them ain't got time, got families that need to get here and don't have the resources to, you know, to fly from all over the place to get here and whatnot. So we're blessed. And if you got a need, come on up and someone will get you a worker. Take time to get that help. Call on the Lord. Don't just allow the time to pass you up. Call on the Lord and get somebody to beat up on those old demons and whatnot. You don't know what the Lord gonna do at any time.